Shalom, this is Billy Brim. So good to hear all you prayer partners. And I heard Omaha, Nebraska and Omaha, Arkansas are on here. Quite a difference in the size of those cities, but not in the hearts of the people and the prayer warriors there and keeping the air clear with the authority of the believer. So good to be with you this morning. I had a birthday adventure with my daughters in Oklahoma, checking out their Cherokee heritage, and just so many wonderful things have happened. God's so good to us. He's so good to us in every way. The desires of our hearts, it's just wonderful how He who created all of creation can just be so cognizant of the desires of your very own heart. And so I had some met, and I want to thank him and praise him. I want to praise him and thank him and thank him and praise him. My heart is just filled with thanksgiving this morning. Chip told a story. I wish I could remember the athlete's name. He told it a couple of Sundays ago when he preached. A very famous football player, NFL. Chip is a graduate of, he actually went to school to Arkansas University, and then he also was coaching there. And so they had a couple of graduates come back and speak some years back, maybe to an athletic banquet, I don't know. They had Chip come, and they had this man, and I can't remember his name. It might have been Tillis, I can't remember. But he was an NFL player, and he became very famous playing for Cleveland and became one of the most popular football players that the fans elect. He was on the front of a magazine. And Chip asked him, what is your secret to such success in the way you play and in the hearts of the players, of the fans? And they were in the green room, and he told Chip to shut the door. He said, do you believe in visions? He was a Christian, of course, and he was a denominational Christian, but he wasn't at that time. He was some years back so familiar with people who believed in visions. And Chip said, yes, I do. And he was in the hospital really dying, and he had been signed by the Denver Broncos, but he was dying in the hospital. And he thought everything was over, even life was over. And he had prayed to God for his life, and Jesus walked into the room and stood at his feet. And he just said three words. He took hold of his toes, and Jesus said, be more thankful. And he started just thanking God and infusing thanksgiving out of his life, and everything changed for him. So sometimes, like today, I only can think of what to say is thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for life. Thank you for blessing. Thank you for these 83 years you've given me. And what a marvelous life it is. It's just marked with God's blessings and extremely interesting adventures in God. And think of this phone call and all of you on here and how God has gathered a prayer force and using us, and then that He speaks to us, and oh my goodness. If I sat here in my prayer chair and I said thank you forever, it couldn't be enough. Could it be enough? Praise Him. Praise you, Lord. And now we ask you to take the tongues that you gave us, the literal tongues that you gave us, and put in our heads and gave us the gift of speech. And then on that wonderful, because our Lord came and cleansed us with His blood, He promised the gift of the Spirit, and you came and you gave unto men the ability to speak with tongues of angels, men and of angels. And so, Father, we ask you now, whatever you want prayed for, we do lift up because you told us to, first of all. Leaders. Leaders in the body of Christ. Ministers. Prayer warriors. And we lift up leaders of countries. Leaders of towns. Leaders of school boards. Oh, Father, in the name above every name, we know there are people you have put in office. And we know there are some, like when Jesus was crucified, even the high priests had bought their offices. So, Father, we do pray for the good leaders and ask you for them and ask you to anoint them. And the ones you've appointed, we ask you to anoint. And then we pray for all, Holy One. Holy One, please use our tongues to pray your plans into the earth. That's what you told us to do at Prayer Mountain. Pray in the plans of God and stop the strategies of the enemy. How we do thank you for the authority of the believer to do the latter. And then we thank you now for the ability to speak with other tongues as you give utterance to pray in the plans of God. Bravito non c'è, dica bracca. Che le candande ti cotobre che la cacamba. Calicato, calicato, ande le coprette. Chance ne maco. Chance ne maco feta la gabidonia ne calabatito. O sabrina cola gavignando la gobre delle cababi. Wevido ramala kita la cagè delle cagalatosca d'ambre calacafito. Ravange ne codege ne capalacobre cadacavagne ne colacapito. Ridagno no cora te calacalacandiete ne calacapito. Belly dungeon, belly dungeon, belly dungeon. Sweet Anya, belle pa, oh, fracito lo gombi de cambrate. Sheneco, manacala calita, la gadaniero, no, jenda la capala cadino, no coba la quito lo gombrande. Che di baha le cara ma sotto la godembre mi calo con le belle bagnano con la cavala battito. Credi andono con tasche d'acciotto. Che di battio di cahala cacanghie. Le danie le cobra. Ridavre me ne copra cati catambe cala cadice ca don dia de campo cala cala dagna ne cola cambia ta lanne. Oh la balacito to coho shakti de coho shangde de coho shekka ta. Radi de kahala. Dadi cora ma cala catito to compadiana. We batte le belle comprette di catasca tabre con le coffrande di cotombre. Gavidadia. Oh, santita ca. Engeli babbo degne ne cotta. Rivato meglie d'acca. Valentine n'acca. O le battito to gombratagne ne con la cababi. Nogne di cabra. Ajignona la lito nai anacora macai anacai anaco randele hisato crattele cojapa shanavete le shanavala tatata tataha sacapri tatananan anacote caparata o profinio ma cobri danie. Calivatore pacala codemene cuore pacace. Vivato d'ombre cale cale perie na cala cala paniero no cala cabà. O le pegno no cojeta la bala pagne ne cala cadigno. Rinda la kaya no kohola manye ne kola kamala kora. Rende ne kanye ne kohole gamele bonche ne kanya. Lede, kaba, landilota. Ora pisco. Manye ne kohole katanye ne kohole kabra. O palaka. Che fanno no cohole che patto? Catito copre, palitagno, mecalatai. O rapacala cacandia ne cola caprete. Mestiano no tope. Mestiana vecala pacapre. Collega diete di gondocci, di patapre, di contagne, di cola caffè. Oppita la copre, di cambale cangalatura, ma calacatisto. Che radisce, catagne. Astiano, malicato. Malicato ferro, do cambre, calacalisto. Το ριμπάσι καλαματί, το τοκοχούμπα λα κακάια. Ουεύε διδιάντο νο κόλα μαλακάια να καχάλα καλίτο, λοδόνιο νε κόλα καντά να καπίτο. Κάνιο νε κάλα τα τότα. Κόσι νε κάλα. Βιβρούντα με κάλε με τώρα μα καχάλα γίνιο. Me le gada marele do do danya na kala kala tada da kohole magi danya na kohole gavala maha nye naya. Kiribara tapa. Bido le valadu mana kahala kadinyo no koje dadya. Guiva diana na kelo do. Melidadia da cobretafri, ma calacala cadinio alla macchito la guido la vi. Geridadia, geridada campadia, cupa, me gadagna ne calacatabre, cate calacapita da candandiegna. Destutta da bacca. Kajana kohoshete. Baliban joshke de bala. Grivanyo no kola kalebinya. Lodanya. Nakoladida. 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 Kodipapora makahala kapito. No 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 nakabra kate kola kapaki. Vivado donci di calacabaratani e ne colacadade de coprete, e je de macaracata de gohojende de calacalacadania ne colacaba. Gurobidania ne colacata de gohojende de catabra. Lele barabacaracatania ne colacavarabatania ne colacomprete. Caricatio, che de gohojende. Kebala kaha nye na lita, kalikala gandye na ninya na. Balivator makayi na kabra, genanye ne kalagalita la laila. Priverete nye ne kahala danya na nye. Nini kahaya la vala vala vala. Urshata la coprete. Kashi kodoro batinio. Kalevara totete. Kabile donia makito. Kalevara daniele batoro mahala katika de gadashki dashki dashki dashki. Bala kite de gahashan de gohoshakti de bodoshka dabra.
Siprato frane kakole tapite kotoche. Ganamakito lo cobre, kalaka fito do gomba, alaka ne lo danita la. Lo baritano no cola balita la gombre. Brandele moshandele cabranga gila dobre malakaya. Ali doña, Nicaldo de Bella Vignona.
Barotito. Papicala, tata. O si brato, sandi di coprati. Cafrina cole, pito, la bacchata. Che di brata, Asha. Kiri brahala katate, kada gohbala kakambre, kata kotoshke. Kibra doriba, maladubra pekala kompaki. Kalavratita. Kanchatira. Kanilikala kapre. Matuta, matuta. Jwe? Negataha shantito do goho shantito. Kalevratora kale kampe te negataha shantito. Laladu da da kalakara de kalakaha shantito. Kalevalo dobre kalakatito. Kalivarata shante. Kaligala ka prekte de godoho shanti to de goho shanti de gahala ka pra. Alabatiti ato malakonke de godoho shanti. Kaligala ka tati koka prekta de godoho shanti de goholo ka pra. Kalibratwe meniko prakte alevantionta. Kashkitoria teetia to koho fakti. Kalakala katinyo no koho le kafrakte, ajendi kolo kaprekte di kahala kapre. Kalakala kakande di kotoho jantito, toto to koho jantete. Kalavra katora. Uivadyo no koho le kaprakte di kotoho jantito. Kalabrako, la kalakalito, to kohol de kampapi. Kalikatara. Kalikatara nikala. Nasyur de kumpuakra ne kalakapaki, to takahasyeti. Yedora makaya. Padinyo, pelato, leleporande di kapele masyote di gamba. Kaligadora mahaya ni kola kamre kini kotashko dobre. Ola malabatieni ni kola papi. Shandira kora makala katenyo ni kola kapapalatoti ni kabrani. Shete de goho shakti de goho lakatrati. Meditato, meditato, meditato. Lidanyu nu cobra, vetere be o genie vato, rondele hishka, nandele gobra vito no nombre calacandaya. Koshandele gabra, mangala gabito la gobra, manyena kola babi, tanyu nu cobra tata. Olivato la sora ma kahalakito. Nili danya ni kohla kabrekte di gadaha shantete di gala kabrekto do gombrande di godara ma kala kotete. Kalebrato la barabakada kakange. Enyi ni kala papa. Enyi ni kala katanja. Ele bakara katanya ne koho papi. Kale kala kaka. Ande de katata. Kole katapre. Le dote pe capara catrisco. La la dondiene cala cala catrin. Kale vele barate nyana kala kala binyana kohole bele kala gandiyana kora batinto. Kale kato to tada ka prakte. Mejato, mejato, mejato. Ale kotori akala ka binyana koho baba akala katanya ne kola ka papa. Mejando lo koho prete de kahala ka kito lo gofrande. E tora makahala katito. Ajitara makala katanya ne kahala kafito. Kere baratale tata kohore fito. Kale bakara tanya. Kale katatye. Anye ne kola katapro. Ashitato, ashitato, ashitato. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Max, are you with us?
Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, I'm here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Glory to God, yes. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for speaking to us.
Now, I've got some new earbuds, and I'm going to have to turn them a little bit higher or something
sorry.
I could hear you.
Can you hear me better now? Check my volume.
Yes.
Okay, I have the phone in my hand.
I need to turn mine up a little bit more. Try it again there.
Happy birthday, Dr. Billy.
Hey, there, got it, yeah. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am the King of the Glory.
Thank you, Father.
I am the King of the Glory. Psalm 24, verse 8.
Oh, I love that psalm. Hallelujah.
Persia will die by the sword. Persia will die by the sword. Matthew 26:52. You have my mercy, Israel. You are my people. That's the whole line, one line. You have my mercy, Israel. You are my people. I know what is this about. We all know what's going on right now. First Peter 2:9-10. Yeah, First Peter 2:9-10. I am with you, I am with you. To Deuteronomy 20, verse 1. Deuteronomy 20, verse 1. I will fight for you against Persia. I will fight for you against Persia. Another Deuteronomy 2, 3, and 4. Deuteronomy, verse 3, chapter 2, 3 and 4. Next line, because I loved you and I will keep my oath. Yeah, that's oath. Because I loved you, and I will keep my oath. Another Deuteronomy, 28, verse 7 through 9. Complete. They will.
Do we write that word more than one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three times. Complete. And the same line continue on. They will run. R-U-N. And underline the whole line. Complete. They will run. First Peter 5:10. First Peter 5:10. The time is coming. Luke 12:2. All on me, Jesus. All on me, Jesus. Underline that. All on me, Jesus. Another Peter here. First Peter 5:7. Psalm 55:22. I am your peace. Micah 5:5. Next line, love, hope, and faith. First Corinthians 13:13. First Corinthians 13:13. Do not fear, do not fear. Write it down twice and underline it. Do not fear, do not fear. Isaiah 41:13. Isaiah 41:13. Wait for me. Wait for me.
One time or twice?
One time. Wait for me one time. Psalm 27:14. Psalm 27:14.
14?
14, 1-4, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am. Here I am. Write that two times and underline it. Here I am. Here I am. Isaiah 58:9. Isaiah 58:9. Hebrews 10:23. Hebrews 10:23. Hold on, as I promised. Hold on. As I promised. Trust me, church. America, Israel. Trust me, church. America, Israel. Romans 8:24. Romans 8:24. Underline, trust me, church, America and Israel. Then after that, Romans 8:24. Next line, you are, mine. You are mine. Isaiah 43:1. I know this one. Isaiah 43:1. Next line. You will not perish. You will not perish. John 3:16. I know this one too. John 3:16. Wait for me, I am Jesus. Wait for me, I am Jesus. Underline that one. Psalm 27:14. Again.
So Psalm 27:14?
Uh-huh. Psalm 27:14. Great things are coming. And the word after that is all, A-L-L. So great things are coming. All.
Okay.
You. Next line, you served me, and you will continue. Yeah, let's continue. Continue to. Okay, let me read it again. You served me, and you will continue to.
Mm-hmm.
First Samuel 12:24. Isaiah 26:4. My prophet told you what you prayed for.
Read that again, please.
My prophet told you what you prayed for. Trust in my Father. Trust in me. Hallelujah.
Praise his name. Glory to God. I wonder if that last part means we prayed for leaders. I don't know. He will tell us.
He will tell us. I believe we prayed for almost everything.
I know we prayed. Yeah, we prayed for lots of things, but I think in the beginning, you remember, we prayed particularly for our leaders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but I'm not saying for sure.
No.
But I'm just...
Yeah. Well, you know...
What did we say?
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about it, you and I. We have revelation a lot of time after even we...
Exactly.
We have more revelation. Yeah.
He'll show us something about it. Okay. I am the King of Glory, Psalm 24:8. Who is this King of Glory? I'm reading it in the King James because I love it so in here. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. And of course, the word Lord both times is Jehovah. Who is this King of Glory? And he said, I am the King of Glory. That's what he told us. Hallelujah. Persia will die by the sword. Matthew 26:52. And this is, and then Jesus said unto him, put up again thy sword into its place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. And that's King James. And you remember he's speaking here in the garden when Peter cut off the ear of the serpent.
Yeah, I remember
Hallelujah.
Something to them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was in the garden, and Peter cut off the high priest's servant's ear. And then Jesus said to him, and this is the ESV, put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. We need to pray for the people, the common ordinary people in Iran.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, he's talking about Persia, yes.
You're on. You have my mercy, Israel. You are my people. 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Hallelujah.
And then the next line, well, the line he just said was, you have my mercy, Israel. You are my people. I am with you, Deuteronomy 21, chapter 20 and verse 1. When you go out to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army larger than your own, you shall not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.
Hallelujah.
He's talking to Israel here.
He's talking to Israel, and I believe this is a revelation. If you take Egypt, I don't know if you can do that or not, but this is, and but Persia, maybe, mm-hmm. I don't know, something to do with that
no.
too.
It has to do with Persia for sure, but he's just bringing them back to remembering how he brought them out of Egypt, how he delivered them. But he's still talking about Persia, of course, when you go out to war against your enemies. I will fight for you against Persia. There he's bringing it back again. So this has to do with something with Deuteronomy. It has something to do with Iran today. Deuteronomy 2, 3, 4. Now this seems a little strange. Let me see.
Should I look it up?
I wonder if it's Deuteronomy 20, 3 and 4.
What did I give you?
It is 20. Deuteronomy 2, 3 and 4.
It is 20, yeah.
It's 20?
I believe so.
Deuteronomy 20. 3 and 4.
Yeah.
And shall say to them, hear, O Israel, today you are drawing near for battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Do not fear or panic or be in dread of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory. I'm sure it's Deuteronomy 20.
Yeah.
3 and 4.
It's 20.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read that again.
Very light circle.
Mm-hmm. And shall say to them, hear, O Israel, today you are drawing near for battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Do not fear or panic or be in dread of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory. That's all going together. All that where he started about Persia will die by the sword. This is all going together. Because I love you and I will keep my oath. Deuteronomy 28. 7 through 9. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you, to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your barns and in all that you undertake. And he will bless you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a people holy to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. That's been the blessings. So cause their enemies to go out before them seven ways. Complete, complete, complete. They will run. You see, that has to do with that.
Yeah.
Your enemies are going to run from you seven ways. I'm going to read in the King James. Mm-hmm. I think it says run. It says flee. In the King James it says, the Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. So that's the same as run. You know, they'll run before you seven ways.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Complete, complete, complete. They will run. 1 Peter 5:7. No, 5:10.
I'm sorry, yeah, 5:10. I was looking at the verse here. My tablet.
After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That means after you've endured a bit, after you've endured a while, he will strengthen. Okay, here it is, because he used the word complete. I'm going to read it in the Amplified. After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be, establish and ground you securely, and strengthen and settle you. Hallelujah. The time is coming. Just a moment here. Luke 12:2. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. All on me, Jesus. Of course, we know this one. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. That's what he wants. He wants all of our anxieties. He doesn't want us worrying about any of these things. I got a little pop-up here. Just a moment. Psalm 55:22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. That's wonderful. It's the same thing as 1 Peter 5:7. but it's just from the Psalms.
Okay.
I am your peace. Micah 5:5.
Did someone come on? Good morning.
Good morning.
Micah 5:5. And he shall be their peace when the Assyrian comes into our land and treads in our palaces. Then we will raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 princes of men.
Is that 5:5?
Mm-hmm. I am your peace. I think it's the right one. I know some things about this verse. It has to do with end times.
Oh, okay. Okay. Praise the Lord.
And the Assyrian has to do with the Antichrist.
Mm.
So I'm sure... you could say it like this, forces of the Antichrist. And he shall be their peace. He said right here, I am your peace. When the Assyrian comes into our land, the forces of the Antichrist, and treads our palaces, then we will raise against him 7 shepherds or leaders. And 8 princes of men. Now look at the end of verse 6. He shall deliver us from the Assyrian when he comes into our land and treads within our border. I think this is kind of going along with Ezekiel 38. If they come in there, and Ezekiel 38 is them coming into the land, he's the peace. The Assyrian here has to do with the Antichrist, has to do with the, I would say, the forces of the Antichrist, Antichrist forces. Antichrist activity is going on in the earth right now.
Oh, yes.
But this has to do, I think, with something you could say that the leaders of Iran are Antichrist forces.
Because they are operating from Syria, in a way.
Well, not exactly.
No?
The Assyrian doesn't mean Syria. It means the Antichrist.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It doesn't mean Assyrian. It doesn't particularly mean what we call Syria.
Okay, that's where my mind goes.
For one thing, Syria in the Bible, Assyria was much larger. It was a whole region. But this here is kind of a the Antichrist. It's kind of it stands for that. That's what it means. Well, the Antichrist doesn't particularly mean one person. It means, and it will one day be one. But you remember how John said there are many Antichrists in the world?
Yeah.
All right, now what does Christ mean? Christ means anointed one. So the Antichrist means against the anointed one.
Against the
against
anointed
Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, against Jesus, against the Christ. So the forces of the Antichrist, when they come into the land of Israel, God's going to raise up against them. He's their peace. And they've been raising up against Israel. Hitler was a force of the Antichrist spirit.
Yeah.
He had the Antichrist spirit upon him, for instance. So, to me, this says, and I got to look up my Bible that I've got all my notes in concerning this term right here. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Let's go back here, since this is Christmas. Here is this. This is Micah 5:2. And this is the scripture which tells us he's going to be born in Bethlehem. So it begins, Micah 5:2, but you, O Bethlehem, or Bethlehem, Ephratah, you are too little to be among the clans of Judah. You're just little. I'm going to read this in the King James. I'm more familiar with it there. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, in other words, you're just a little town, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Verse 2. Verse 3, therefore will he give them up, this one that comes, Jesus, the Messiah, let's call him the Messiah, therefore will the Messiah give them up until the time that she, which travails, has brought forth. So for a while, he's giving them up because, and this is, remember, this is a prophecy. For a while, he's giving them up because they rejected him. Now, this is told before it happens. But we know that later on, when he comes, they're going to reject him. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. He gives them up for a while because they rejected him. But then this says they're going to come back to the land of Israel. Well, we're living in the time when they came back.
Mm.
And he, Jesus, their Messiah, shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now he be great unto the ends of the earth. Okay, they came back. He, Jesus, is known through the ends of the earth. And this man, Jesus, the Messiah, shall be their peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land. The Assyrian here is the Antichrist.
Oh.
And when he shall tread in our palaces, then shall we raise up against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men. And they shall lay waste the land of Assyria with the sword. That's the big Assyria of the Bible. And the land of Nimrod, Babylon, Iraq.
Babylon, yeah.
In the entrances thereof, thus shall he deliver us from the Assyrian when he cometh into our land and when he treads within our borders. When the forces of the Antichrist come in, he's their deliverer. He's their peace. So, if we're about to see any forces of the Antichrist come into Israel, he's their peace. This is definitely an end time passage right here. Well, it starts with the birth of Jesus, and it all has to do with him. Verse 2 through verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And the forces of the Antichrist. Just think of the Assyrian as the Antichrist or any of his forces.
The Assyrian. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Love, hope, and faith. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
Mm. That's for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's for us.
Do not fear, very strong. Do not fear, very strong. Isaiah 41:13.
Yeah.
For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand.
Oh,
it is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wait for me. Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take your heart. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Here I am, here I am, mm-hmm. Very strong. Isaiah 58:9. Then you shall call. This is ESV, the English Standard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness. So, Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Wow.
And the next line, hold on as I promised.
Promised.
All of that is in that one line, in that one verse. The next line he said to us is, hold on as I promised. In the scripture, Hebrews 10:23 reads, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Trust me, church, America, Israel, very strong, Romans 8:24. For in this hope we are saved. We were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for he who hopes, for who hopes for what he sees. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep a hold of your hope. You are mine, Isaiah 43:1. We haven't seen it yet, in other words. But keep on believing.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Isaiah 43:1. But now thus says, and he said to us, you are mine, Isaiah 43:1. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have called, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine.
Hallelujah.
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 You will not perish. John 3:16. We all know it in the King James Version. Here it is in the ESV. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life or everlasting life. Wait for me. I am Jesus. Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wait for me. I am Jesus. He has just said to us.
He just said that.
Great things. Yeah, he just said that. Great things are coming, all. You served me, and you will, too.
Continue.
That word continue, did I miss it?
Yeah,
maybe you said that, but I forgot to write it down. And you will continue to.
Continue to, yeah.
You served me. And you will continue to, in other words, serve me. Continue to serve me. 1 Samuel 12:24. Only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you. Wow.
Mm.
He's done great things and great things are coming.
Yes.
Serve him. Only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you. Okay. And now Isaiah 26:4. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. I'm not sure Isaiah 26:4. I think this is the one that one translation says, he's the Rock of Ages. Yes, this is it. We get that song, Rock of Ages, that old song. We get it from this scripture.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it for you. Uh-huh, here it is. This is in the Young's Literal Translation. Trust in Jehovah forever, for Yah, Jehovah, is a rock of ages. Hallelujah.
Wow.
I'm going to use Young's when I write that one. Young's Literal.
Hallelujah.
My prophet told you what you prayed for. I believe that's leaders and current things that are happening. Mm-hmm. Trust in my Father. Trust in me. Now, if you'll bear with me just a minute here, I'm going to go back because I know there's more to waiting on God than what people think about it. Okay,
yeah.
He said wait.
Yeah.
He said wait for me. Psalm 27:14. I'm going to see if I can find it there. What I'm going to try to do right here is get the Strong's. It's 6940. Just a minute here. I'm going to see if I can find that word for you in the Strong's. It takes me sometimes a little while to draw it up. Yeah, I think I can get it here. Hold on. Kind of get what he says that word means. And he's not as good, really, on things as some of the others are, but no, he's good. And I'll just see what he says here about it. Hold on, still scrolling.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Closer. Mine, I can't just put in the number on mine. I probably could get a better concordance, but this one I've had a long time. 6940. That can't be right. With the number of Strong's. He numbers his words. Okay.
Oh, I see what's going on.
Okay. All right, now here it is. Here's the word. Kava. It's a primitive root, and it means to bind together. perhaps by twisting.
Mm.
So it means that you, and it is translated Terry, and it is translated weight, but you bind together with the Lord, you know. You bind yourself with him. You're close with him. You're all bound with him. And then you're waiting with him.
Like covenant?
Covenant. But it's like I would walk around in my house today, conscious of the Lord. Waiting upon him, worshiping him, walking with him, and tarrying with him, yes. Expecting. It means to expect. It doesn't mean sit around and do nothing.
I see. Yes, yeah.
You see what I was saying?
Yeah. Or just wait. Oh, I've been waiting. Nothing happened. It doesn't mean, okay.
No, it doesn't mean like, we're waiting for Jesus to come. One day he will come. No, it means right now you are connected with him. You are bound with him. You walk around communing with him.
Mm-hmm.
Communing with him. And you are expecting him to come, yes. But not in the meantime, you're just not sitting on a log doing nothing. You're communing with him. You're waiting on the Lord. You wait upon him. You're like a servant to him in a way. You see?
Yeah.
Wait on him.
Yeah, wait on him.
You're bound together with him. You walk with him. You talk with him. That's what it means.
Praise the Lord.
See, look at that verse we just read here, Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Walk with him. Be with him. Be of good courage, and he'll strengthen your heart. If you're walking around in communication with him, he is going to strengthen your heart.
Isn't that the truth? Yes.
That's the truth, see. It means you walk with him. It doesn't mean you just sit around and wait.
Right.
Praise
and he give it to us. He give it to us twice, too. Wait for me, and he...
Wait on him.
Psalm 27.
Walk with him. Talk with him. Things are going on. They're going on in the earth. But you don't be afraid. You're not going to perish. You walk with me. You talk with me. Let's say that you always going to be watching the news. Let's say CNN. You're just sitting in there in front of there, and you just walk with it, and you communicate with that news all the day long? No.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you doing that. He wants you waiting on him, communing with him.
Amen.
Serving him.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. See, he's talking about serving.
Yes.
Right in the next line.
He's talking about
serving. He says, wait for me. I am Jesus. Psalm 27:14, which we just read. And then he says, great things are coming. You served me.
You served me.
And you will continue to. So that's what it kind of means, serve me. It kind of means that.
Right.
But serve me while you're communing with me. Serve me while you're walking with me. You walk with me. You wait upon me. You're constantly in my communication.
Yeah.
Listening what I say.
Yeah.
That's what it means, wait on the Lord.
You're serving me. I'm doing everything for you. I'm doing all for you. Stay with me.
Listen to me. Commune with me. Yeah. That's what it means to wait on the Lord. Not just sit on a log and wait till something happens.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
All right. Okay, we had a wonderful time. I believe he's pretty specific here. Things are happening, and you do too. If you are cognizant of what's going on at all, you know that Persia has been really rattling the swords in Iran. That's what's going on. That's the sword rattling today. And the Lord has told us, I will fight for you against Persia. He said it right straight plain.
He did.
To Israel.
Mm-hmm. Very poignant, the verse, Persia will die by the sword. You have my mercy, Israel. You are my people. I am with you. I will fight for you against Persia. And they will run.
They will run.
So it's pretty plain.
And, and I also, maybe this is just Max, from 1 Peter down 5:10 to the end, it's about everything else, I believe, also. Just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Did he speak God today? Yeah.
Yep. Mhm. Yeah. 1 Peter 5:7. You mean? All on Jesus. Roll it over on me. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I have. 1 Peter 5:7. Yeah.
Mhm. I do too.
Yeah.
So, praise His name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
and
the Lord.
We will see you at noon out from Pyramid Mountain.
We'll see you at noon.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Bye-bye.